Welcome to another episode of the Army Real Talk segment of AUSA's Army Matters podcast. I am Nzinga Curry, Director of AUSA's Education and Programs Directorate, and I am joined by guest co-host Ms. Patty Barron, Director of AUSA's Family Readiness. Hi, Patty. How are you?
Hey, Nzinga. I'm doing great. Thank you. I think my hair is probably the part that's not doing so well, but my cooking skills have increased 1,000%.
That sounds good. And that's understandable as we are definitely living in unprecedented times. I must say I'm very thankful that my family is safe, but let's just say things have been very different. I am hopeful that we will move forward and the government will move forward and release a cure that is widespread for COVID-19. But I am very delighted that during these dark times of COVID-19, I have seen wonderful things as a result of individuals as well as organizations making a difference, which brings me to welcome Ms. Karen Scanlon, the immediate past president of the Military Spouse JD Network. Karen, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me, Nzinga.
Karen, it's so great to have you on this podcast. I'm so excited. As you know, AUSA has been honored to work with MSJDN from time to time, and we're really looking forward to hearing about how it's operating in the face of COVID-19. So let's kick off this discussion by learning a little bit more about you. You've got a great story, and then dive into discussing the Military Spouse JD Network.
Sure. I am Karen Scanlon. I am the proud Army spouse of a retired officer. We met while he was still active duty, and I was just a licensed attorney in the state of Illinois. Once we were married, we PCS'd to the Rock Island Arsenal, which is in Illinois. He chose that duty station in part because I'm an Illinois licensed attorney. And while we were there, I was looking for employment and not being successful. And I received my law school's newsletter. And in the newsletter, it said that there were two military spouses, Mary Redding Smith and Aaron Worth, looking for other law students or lawyers that were married to the military, looking to start a group. And they were calling it the Military Spouse JD Network, MSJDN. This is in 2011. From there, we formed a Military Spouse Bar Association. Our membership is made up of all branches of service, all levels of service, all ranks. Our members include law students, seasoned practitioners, members of the judiciary, and those that are even thinking about going to law school while trying to be active in the military lifestyle. One of the things that MSJDN really sought to change was the landscape for occupational licensing for military spouses. Attorneys in particular, we are licensed in each jurisdiction in which we seek to practice. We're regulated by the state's highest court. So any rule to change admission has to come from the state's judiciary. To date, MSJDN has been successful in 39 states and the U.S. Virgin Islands in procuring a licensing accommodation for military spouse attorneys that are relocating on orders to a different jurisdiction from which they're licensed. Before stepping into higher leadership in MSJDN, I served as the Florida State Director and worked for 5 years to get Florida to have a licensing accommodation for military spouses, which then passed. And recently, Florida took another look at what they promulgated and have added another benefit to military spouses in that they'll offer a certification to practice while you're waiting for your character and fitness to come back from that bar. So I'm really excited about the developments that we've made in occupational licensing. Additionally, MSJDN is unique as a bar association because we've operated almost entirely virtually since our inception. Unlike traditional bar associations, our membership roles are ever increasing, and we're always looking to innovate and create opportunities for our members to connect virtually.
Karen, I never knew how many military spouse lawyers were out there. It just amazes me when I heard. How many members do you currently have?
Patty, we are about 700 dues-paying members, which is a significant organization for any group of military spouses. We are a smaller bar association, but because of our special interest in reflecting the military lifestyle, we are active in the ABA and other national legal organizations as an entity.
And your members are so passionate, aren't they? I also have to give a shout out to the Army JAG because I think they've made a real effort to hire military spouse lawyers. What can you tell me about that initiative? I know some folks closely that work with the Army JAG.
Under the direction and guidance of General Flora D'Arpino, the Army JAG office maintains what they call the Military Spouse Hiring Database. So if you're a military spouse attorney and you come across a job on USA Jobs where they're looking for something that you're qualified for, you contact the JAG office in DC to be put on that hiring database, and then your resume gets forwarded directly to the hiring authority for the location of the job that you found. So I don't have the statistics about how many people have used this database. It is just such an incredible resource and sign of hope to our members that your time is limited when you PCS to a new duty station, and to be able to kind of cut through a lot of that red tape and say, hey, I'm here. You can hire me pursuant to military spouse hiring authority, and I'm fully qualified for this job, that you don't have to waste all of that time going through the normal process.
That is so interesting, just purely fascinating. And you spoke about the traveling and movement of military spouses. And earlier, you also spoke about the virtual operations. How does that work and essentially benefit one that is moving a lot and trying to continue to carry out their career?
So MSJDN was fortunate to come into existence during this time of everyone has internet. And in 2011, everybody also had Facebook. So we started out as just a special interest Facebook group. Once we formally organized, we turned the Facebook group into a private group on Facebook now, but that kind of operates as our clubhouse, if you will, where members can connect to talk about anything happening in their military space life or in their lawyer space life, people looking for job opportunities, people looking to either virtually connect, able to figure out who's in your same location to do in-person meetups. That's the fun virtual side. The operational side, we are able to take advantage of project management tools to have our board meetings. We use internet platforms to actually conduct a board meeting. We retained the services of a military spouse company for ad hoc virtual assistance to help with pushing out emails to the members, our newsletter. It's just been great. Since we're not bricks and mortar, and since everybody's all over the globe, we have members in Korea, definitely in Germany, Italy. One of my board members just had PCS to DC from Spain. So to be able to plug into this network and have people that not only know what it's like to live the military lifestyle, but also the legal field. We all went to law school. We all have these two common denominators. So it's quite great.
It sounds great. I like how MSJDN is taking advantage of the different technologies that we have access to. And we see now with COVID-19 how important it is to be able to operate virtually.
Speaking of COVID-19, hasn't the Military Spouse JD Network supported those in need because of COVID-19, Karen?
So recently, we decided to sponsor an in-kind initiative in light of food insecurity due to COVID-19, we put together a donation matching initiative. MSJDN organization committed to donate up to $2,000 if our members equally donated to their local food bank or a food initiative. Ultimately, between MSJDN's donation and all of our members, we were able to donate over $5,000.
Fantastic. Very, very giving. But I would expect no less from your group. And I also remember that MSJDN stepped up to help our surviving spouse community through some pro bono work, a program that you all had with the TAPS organization, Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. What can you tell us about that?
Sure. MSJDN has a pro bono arm. It's called Justice for Military Families. Presently, we have an agreement with TAPS where if a family member of a fallen service member needs legal representation, we will try to place that case either within our network or our network opens up their own networks to see if anybody can take the case either completely pro bono or low bono. That ends up being between the client and the attorney, but we do help trying to find them legal representation that's affordable.
That is wonderful. And I always love hearing how successful organizations give back to the community in different ways. So very special. So let's go back to the opportunities being made by MSJDN. Didn't your organization leverage the gap for military spouse hiring by reaching out to companies like Amazon?
So MSJDN has a committee, Homefront Hired, which tries to find partners or build other relationships in the private sector to provide opportunities for military spouse hiring. Military spouse hiring, especially in the legal profession, is incredibly difficult because as you go to these job interviews, you have gaps on your resume, you have varied practice experience. So the question will inevitably come up, well, what are you doing here and why should I hire you? And when you start talking about your spouse being a service member, either it's met with, oh, that's great, we fully support that, or, oh, I don't want to waste 2 years training you just to have you leave. So Homefront to Hire has been the way for MSJDN to kind of answer that need for military spouse attorneys by establishing these relationships and introducing opportunities for military spouse attorneys. So recently, Amazon actually reached out to us and requested that they put on a virtual hiring fair for military spouse attorneys. And it was well attended. We had well over 80 people for a virtual platform. That's significant. And these were concrete legal opportunities for our members, anywhere from the trademark division to contract negotiation to litigation. So it was great to see Amazon kind of step up and say, we have big legal need, and here is a whole group of qualified military spouse attorneys that we can sift through their resumes and see if we can give them an opportunity. So it's been development in employment. We've also been able to capture some data on that. We do a survey, it used to be annually and now it's biannually, requesting information on people's employment status. And the 2018 survey revealed that 24% of the respondents were able to find their current position through MSJDN. And that's up from 8% 3 years ago. So little by little, step by step, we're chipping away at these barriers to employment for military spouses. Anecdotally, I am also in that 24%. I found my current position through the MSJDN. So it's just been an invaluable resource for me anyway.
That is incredible. I mean, it's so important to so many of us. I am not a lawyer, but I do have licensing requirements for my original career path, which was that of a registered nurse. And it's very difficult to have to pay every single time I moved. And you especially sound so passionate about speaking about MSJDN, Karen. You really do.
Well, it's near and dear to my heart. If this organization had been fully functional and operational when I met my husband, everything would have been so different for me. So I'm so honored and thrilled to be leading an organization that actually has made strides where others have not. We receive emails to our general info box from service members. My girlfriend is in law school. What can she do? She says she wants to break up with me. I mean, it can be pretty heavy. So just knowing that we're out there, we're findable. We generally answer these with, well, tell your girlfriend to join MSJDN and get her questions answered because we've been where you are. We can help you. So knowing that a legal career and the military lifestyle do not have to be mutually exclusive is incredible.
Yes, the information you shared is incredible, as well as sharing your personal story. So if listeners want to learn more about the Military Spouse JD Network, where do they go to learn more?
We have a website, www.msjdn.org. We are also on Facebook, the Military Spouse JD Network. We have a public page. We're also on Twitter. We are on Instagram, and we're on LinkedIn.
And I'm not surprised because, again, your organization has taken advantage of technology resources. So very good. Thank you so much for sharing and continue to do the great work for our soldiers and families. We really appreciate you taking time to share a little bit about the Military Spouse JD Network.
To all our listeners, thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to the Army Matters podcast on iTunes and everywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Monday with a brand new episode of Army Matters with Family Voices. The Army Matters podcast series is brought to you by the Association of the United States Army, the U.S. Army's professional association, member-supported, Army-connected. Visit us at AUSA.org for more information or to become a member. Your membership helps AUSA continue to carry out its mission to educate, inform, and connect with the total Army, our industry partners, and our supporters of a strong national defense. For questions or to provide topic recommendations, email us at podcast@AUSA.org. Have a great Army Day. Hooah.